Welcome to the interview show with Phil Rossi. Today's guest, he's a singer, a songwriter, he's an actor, he's a cool dude, and he's my new mate, and I could say that because he's from Ireland. His name is Damian McGinty. Damian, how are you?
I'm good, Phil. How are you, man?
Good, good. For people who don't know, you're on the TV show Glee, and So I was watching some of the old episodes of Glee on YouTube, but then I started scrolling to the comments right now. I don't know if you've ever read these, but the comments say how cute you are. Oh my God, he's my dream. Can I marry him already? To be honest, I was super jealous. Does your girlfriend know about this?
I mean, I've got to be honest with you. It's not something that I pay a lot of attention to.
According
to you, I think I'm just going to search myself now after this. I feel like, you know, the way the world is at the moment, especially online, everything is so accessible that there's just so much out there that, you know, when it becomes an abundance of material and content, I just stop looking altogether because there's so much. What I would say is I do feel fortunate in the sense that I've never really dealt with like trolls as such. Normally, you know, I would get like positive feedback or people being nice or kind, which I feel, you know, I'm very lucky to have that.
I also checked out on YouTube your cover of the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love? And man, props to you, because that was so good.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Let's talk about your new song that just dropped yesterday, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, it's kind of, we dropped it yesterday as an immediate download with a pre-order of the album on iTunes. It drops as a single on Friday morning, yeah.
And the single is Saltwater.
That's called Saltwater.
Did you write the whole album or just this single?
I basically wrote the whole album. This is the third or fourth single off the album. The album's coming out March 22nd. But yeah, I basically co-wrote the whole album. The only song, the only song I didn't write was Saltwater. That was written by a friend of mine, Chevy Smith, and Liz Rose, who wrote a lot of Taylor Swift's early stuff. And so yeah, I got that song a few years ago, and I really love that song. So I'm excited for people to hear it, yeah.
Where can we find the single and the album?
iTunes, Spotify, my website. You name it, it's there. So any of the usual outlets.
Some people like myself, I know you do like a hard copy of either a CD or an album. Can we get that on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that the hard copy is available at DamianMcGinty.com. And you are right. I mean, you know, hard copies have become less popular, but there's still a demographic out there for that. And me personally, I love a hard copy. I love listening to a full album and having that experience, you know.
So Damian, March 19th, you're kicking off your tour in Philadelphia. At World Cafe Live. Now, I've been there to a number of shows. It's a great venue. Two-part question. First, how excited are you to play in Philly? And have you ever been to Philadelphia before?
So I'm really excited to play in Philly. And I've actually never played World Cafe. So this is a first for me. And I'm really excited to go there as you know, an independent artist. 2 days before the album release. It's going to be a really exciting experience. So I'm really stoked to be there and perform. And that's March 19th. That's on Tuesday night, so I can't wait. And I mean, I've been to Philly a few times, man. I love Philly. It's one of my favorite cities in the States. I've always had good experiences there and just genuinely really enjoyed it. So yeah, I'm really excited to get back.
To start off on the right foot in Philadelphia, have you ever had a tasty cake?
A tasty cake?
Yes, they're snack dessert cakes. There's a variety that are so good. Butterscotch crimpets, peanut butter cakes, chocolate juniors, they are so good. If you mention Tasty Cakes and the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm telling you, they're going to love you before you even start to sing.
Yeah, Philadelphia Eagles, yeah. I'll be a winner.
Even if you couldn't sing, they'd still love you.
Well, that's good to know, man. I'm going to play that card on Tuesday night, so leave it with me.
Tell me a food in Ireland that you eat that here in America we would think is maybe weird or odd.
I mean, so many things. In my opinion, I think chip shop food, like real fish and chips, like some people out here like think they have that, but like they don't, because it's cooked in a very different way and presented in a very different way back home. So I would say it's called chip shop food. It's so good. And like you put salt and vinegar on top of it, it's just amazing. That's my number one to go to.
So the fish and chips we know here in America is definitely not the same.
It's not the same deal. No, it's not. It's not. Which I know some people are like disappointed to hear, but
we're all friends here. Go ahead and tell them.
It's very different.
All right, let's play a game. So I looked up phrases that you might say in Ireland. I'm going to say a phrase. I'm going to give you what I think it means, and then you're going to tell me what it really means.
Okay.
First one is She has some neck. She has some neck. My interpretation is, wow, that lady has a fantastic connecting appendage between her shoulders and head. Damian McGinty, what does "she has some neck" really mean?
It means that she's brave. Not what you said, but what you said just made my day, but that is not it, no. It means that she's brave, like she's courageous.
The next one is a good bit. My perception, interpretation, a prime selection of something, the best part.
No.
Okay. No again?
It's relating to like the amount of something. It's like, it's a decent amount.
Last one. You're a scut. Here we go. And my interpretation is, you are a short tail of a hare, rabbit, or deer.
No, I don't think that's it.
Okay. Man, I hate this game now. Damian McGinty, what does "you're a scut" mean?
I think it means that you're like sneaky.
His name is Damian McGinty, and he will be performing at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia Tuesday, March 19th at 8 p.m. Damian, thank you for your time and good luck with everything. And if you ever want a duet or have me as a partner in crime on TV or in movies, I am so down.
That's awesome. That'll give you a mind.
That was singer, songwriter, actor Damian McGinty. My name is Phil Rossi. This is The Interview Show with Phil Rossi, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.